relive this moment.
Why the hell would you want to do that?
Podcasts are available now at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Plus, you can find the Todd and Tyler podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
John says, don't put this in your dating profile. You could be Tina to my Ike.
Where would Tina Turner be right now if she'd rolled over and said, hit me again, Ike, and put some stank on it?
That movie's not, that line is not written in a movie today, by the way. That's Liar to Liar, Jim Carrey.
I don't think it was written the first time. I'm thinking that came somewhere out of the depths of Jim Carrey's brain.
It might have, but it made the cut.
Oh, yeah.
It made the movie, you know.
Yeah, they said, that's funny.
Right.
We'll keep it in.
And that holds up to this day. I just watched that with the family here sometime recently.
You know, I just saw
it. My daughter loved it.
I told you again, I just came across, I stayed with it. It was the very beginning of the movie when they all wake up in Thailand in Hangover 2. And just to look on their faces again, like this happened again.
Yeah.
It's such a great scene. Such a great scene. This rerunning on one of the movie channels right now. Well, thank God we weren't into internet dating. I said, all of us, Puss and Nick got married too young. I shouldn't say too young. They might agree with that. But
I bet my wife does. Nope.
I don't want to piss off the women. But
It's still holding good, so we're fine.
Yeah, it's still too young. But it's okay. Good for you. You made it work. But you got married, both young, so you didn't do the internet dating. Us guys, you know, been hooked up for a long time, so we don't internet date. So it's got to be tough, man. I don't even know how guys even break through. I understand. You don't want to say I'm the alpha male. I understand. You don't want to say I get a dog and I like traveling on your dime, whatever. But I don't know what you're supposed to say.
I would be lost. But, hey, you want to hang out and listen to Destroyer?
And don't you think don't you think most of those women are just looking for the great photo? That's it, you know?
And that's not coming from me.
Nope. Well, no, I mean, it could, but I'm just saying that.
Yeah, you didn't have to be so quick to agree.
No, I didn't mean it that way. That's not what I meant at all, Puss. I came out the wrong way. I meant that. I mean, photos sometimes don't prove how good a look at a person is anyway, but I just mean that, what are you supposed to say to these women?
I have no, what? Hey, yeah. can you shave my back?
That'd be new.
Yeah.
That'd be new.
It would be different.
Maybe you find a freak if she said yes, you know.
Hope he's sarcastic. Right. No.
What was your first line to your wife at the fast food joint you worked at?
I don't even know. We'd known each other for so long.
Yeah, she don't even remember her first night. Yeah. But you knew each other not as 12-year-olds, you knew each other as, what, 17 or 18-year-olds?
Yeah, we were probably like 15, 16.
Okay,
but then we didn't start hanging out until we were like 18.
Okay, so you were just around each other, so it was easier for you. You just said, it's like, okay,
Like, hey, you know, I usually go to your house, and I go wherever. You just want to hang out together sometime.
Right.
I don't remember what the first few words I said to Christy were.
You didn't have to say anything.
Yeah, I'm guessing they were slurry.
You had the dance.
I was,
you had the moves.
The dance.
I was sober early in the evening.
I don't know about that.
You had the moves.
You
didn't need any words. Words are unnecessary.
You just said, want to dance.
No, I noticed, I knew the lead singer of the band at the bar, and she was talking to him. So I went up to the lead singer of the band, and I said, you need to introduce me to the blonde.
Yeah,
but you didn't need to say.
Hi, I'm Todd.
Yeah. That's probably my opening line. Yeah. That was probably it.
It's those moves you had.
Well, that didn't come till later. I'm trying to recall.
Oh, I thought you attracted her with your Sand Hill Crane dance.
That's right.
He just calls
a dance.
Right.
That's the only one he has.
We sat at a table and conversed for a little while, and I remember her friend saying,
I'm Todd.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
That's Todd of Todd and Tyler, and I think he's married.
Well, you were. But you were kicked out of the house.
Well,
yeah.
Legally, but not really.
Oh, no, he was not married, but he was married.
He'd already gotten the package.
And I'd gone to the bathroom when they were talking about me, and I came back, and I was immediately confronted with, are you still married? I said, no, we're separated.
Right.
We're done.
Been upwards of 3 weeks now. I'm ready to get back into a relationship.
I think it was a week and a half.
Yeah, it'd been a few weeks.
Yeah.
And I wasn't ready to get back into a relationship, but it happened.
Yeah. Good for you. Dancing worked.
She goes, you want to dance? Because I have a very unusual way of dancing.
Pretty sure it was.
If you want to watch it, go.
A compelling conversation.
Do you have a Sand Hill Crane dance too?
Can I lean on you?
That's what I say anymore.
Yeah.
When she wants to dance at like a wedding. Yeah,
a slow song.
There,
slow song.
Yeah. I'll lean on you for a little while.
Yeah.
Physically right now, emotionally, the rest of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
This sounds pretty good. We now get mac and cheese with Cheetos. Three different Cheetos flavors for your mac and cheese, the bold and cheesy, the flamin' hot, and the cheddar jalapeno.
Man, those flamin' hot. My son brought those home the other day, and I couldn't stop eating them, and they're hot.
I broke and bought a bag of them here, too.
They're hot, man, but they're so good.
They're really good.
I mean, they're hot enough where you can do it, but you keep going back.
But mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese Cheetos.
I know.
Or Cheeto mac and cheese.
That sounds incredible.
I'm down.
Like the flamin' hot Cheetos?
Yeah, Flamin' Hot is one of them. Bold and Cheesy is another one. Cheddar Jalapeno.
So the powders,
they all sound
Cheeto
good.
Flavored?
I guess.
Yeah.
Bold and Cheesy in the morning.
Right, your pouch of cheese. Instead of your pouch of cheese, you probably get the Cheeto stuff.
Yeah. With corkscrew pasta noodles. That will be available in the cup or the box format.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm down for all three
less
of those.
Than a dollar.
That'll be in my house.
So it's technically not macaroni and cheese. It's corkscrew pasta. And cheese.
All I guess that would be true.
Still pasta. It's
that's
pasta.
More surface area on the noodles for the Cheeto flavor.
Good point, Nick.
I had no idea you were a pasta elitist.
Yeah. Either way.
Snob.
It's going to taste good.
Be good with those pasta that shaped like shells. See, I'm such a pasta elitist.
Yeah, the shells.
I don't even know what they're called.
Yeah, the shells.
They're called
shells.
Yeah.
Shells.
Okay. Yeah, they make those. Yeah, they're good.
But you're right, because the cheese would get inside the shell.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds good. I'm sure stoners have been doing that forever, though. Crunching up Cheetos and putting them on top of the macaroni.
That's a total stoner snack, mac and cheese.
What's reliable? It's easy to cook.
Guess what I had for dinner last night?
Mac and cheese.
Some good restaurant mac and cheese.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
See, I just don't find that necessary.
If they homemade it there, it's fine. But a lot of the kids' stuff is, you pay for the craft. $8 at a restaurant for kids to eat Kraft. No, that's crap.
But I mean, the box stuff at home is generally not that much worse than what you get at a restaurant.
Some of it's pretty good,
the
man.
The stuff you
some
get at a restaurant, it's a nice pasta. Yeah. It's a pasta dish. Yeah.
It is, but there's something, quaint about the box stuff at home.
Right. Well, that's comfort stuff.
Yeah.
That's going back to being a kid. I wanted to eat something decent, and I really happen to like this. I usually don't order mac and cheese, but this place, I like their mac and cheese.
You wanted to eat something tasty, not decent, because it's not good for you.
No, it's not good for you at all, but it's great.
But it's good. It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Now
good.
I need some carbs.
We're selling a lot of that right now.
Noodles covered in cheese.
Yep.
People were asked, if you could choose, would you rather live a long life but struggle or live a shorter but comfortable life? No other parameters were given.
Okay, are you stop this
again,
right away?
No other parameters were given.
All I said, you stop this right away. I think
what about
short life.
What about if...
How short? How long?
Well, how short how long would be nice.
Define struggle.
They should do short and long. They should give us time periods.
Yeah,
but they didn't.
Because I think when you're 10, you think long is 40.
I doubt they asked a 10-year-old.
And once you
hit
40, you don't think that's long.
And is struggling just getting to the poverty line or living a middle class life?
It's
a normal struggles.
A struggle for you.
Right. Is struggling, it just sucks. Life just sucks constantly.
Struggling is struggling for you, and that is defined differently by everyone.
But short
struggling for you.
You didn't say short and famous and rich.
Just comfortable.
It's just comfortable, which is pretty much the way most people live.
They don't think they are.
I know, but if you got food, you got shelter, you got a car, you got a job, that's comfortable.
Individual thing.
All right.
Individual. If you could choose as an individual, would you rather live a long life but struggle or live a shorter but comfortable life? People were asked.
Okay, well, if this is individual, everybody's going to have struggles. Everybody is going to have struggles mentally, financially, relationships, health-wise. So I'd probably pick the longer life.
Well, what if the struggle is a lack of money?
Okay, well, see, now you're at it. You told me not to have to.
I asked you what if.
I'm already struggling, so I would just.
I want to know what short is. See, if you gave me the years of short.
We could make one up. What if you say 60?
No, you can't because Craig will yell at you.
But a struggling means.
Well, I can give you the answers that people gave to the question as asked. The question as asked,
right.
Not adding all this other stuff, the way people answered it. Was pretty even. About a third said, yeah, long life and struggle. About a third said, shorter but comfortable life. And about a third said, I don't know.
Well, I'm probably, you know, it's weird. It's
Who
weird.
Cares?
It's weird because I'd probably be, we always laugh at the guys who always say, I don't know, but I could be the I don't know kind.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
this one.
Yeah.
I need more dates.
Well, there's a lot of variables that to be defined.
Yeah, does struggling mean you can't be active? Because if I can't be active, I probably would choose the shorter.
Struggle for you.
Every single one of those words, long, short, struggle, comfortable, are all very
defined
subjective.
Defined by the person answering the question.
I think comfortable is probably the easiest one to define, because I think if you actually are eating, have a house, that's comfortable.
No, but see, some
a place to live.
Somebody will want to say that comfortable is
really comfortable.
Is rich.
Yeah, but that's
never
not,
having to worry about money.
You're
not saying
that. You're not saying rich.
Other people might say comfortable is without constant health problems.
Well, that's a big part. That's a big part of it, right?
Some people might suggest that.
That's a
tough
one.
Because some people, you know, people have to go through that their entire lives. They will never be comfortable.
I think they could have added some ages in there.
No.
They could have said 40, comfortable, 80, and dead.
No, because what they here's what happens. They found out that younger people are more likely to say that they would rather live a shorter but comfortable life.
Of course they are. Because they don't think that
older people,
they don't think a 30 or 40 year age is going to happen.
Yeah, older people will say, yeah, I'll live longer life and struggle a skosh since I have been struggling and I want to keep living.
Yeah, this is a little too abstract. I need something quantifiable.
But not being quantifiable, it allows you to see other things that are involved here, whether the younger or the older, how they feel and things like that.
I don't want to go back into this, but I just read a quote from a guy at Sturgis they found on the street. And he goes, yeah, he's afraid of dying, but he doesn't want to stay cooped up his whole life. And then the comment below was, whole life? 5 months!
No. You missed Sturgis once.
Whole life is what he said in the quote. I'm afraid of dying of COVID, yes. It scares me. But I don't want to stay cooped up my whole life. That was said probably yesterday in Sturgis.
Well, to be fair, now, if he has been cooped up and he goes to Sturgis and gets the COVID and dies, he's been cooped up most of the rest of his life.
Oh, whatever.
And there's no guarantee Smash Mouth is going to be there next year.
Thank you, Nick.
Excellent point.
Pretty good chance, though.
Oh, actually, Puss has a good point, too.
Well, no, they can get the COVID, too.
Oh, that's true, but you replace everybody with the singer.
You know, and even then.
I don't even know who the rest of those guys are.
I mean, we've all had
pictures of the singer. I know he looks
struggles and somehow managed to fight through them.
And you have a different perspective on this than a younger person has.
But I also think that definition, to me, it sounds like you're really struggling. And you're,
that's your 90 definition.
And you're struggling. But I also think the comfortable should be just having shelter and food.
But you know that's not what people think comfortable is.
And you're totally right. Somebody who's 20 thinks, oh, well, it will be forever till I get to 40.
Right.
No, it's a blink and you're there.
Yeah. Spoken like an experienced pussy.
Spoken like a guy who's staring down 40 in a couple months.
Yeah, and I want to live the lifestyle to which I'm accustomed.
See, that's not in the list there.
I know. But to me,
well, it would be comfortable
live,
to you.
Now, listen, Todd. I remember having no money and an apartment with shared apartment with a friend of mine, and had a car payment, a crappy car, a job, food, and booze money, and that to me is comfortable. At that age, it was totally comfortable.
Yeah,
so that's why.
Now you have a different definition of comfort, don't you?
I do, but for this survey, I just imagine being able to pay the bills, and so that's why I'd rather live longer. And struggle. I don't know.
Yeah,
man.
See, the scenario that you just described, though, the most important thing in that part of life, at least to me, was am I getting laid?
That's true.
Yeah. That's all that mattered.
I think this would be an easier one if they said you were rich and famous with everything at your fingertips, die at 40,
or live to be
100. A long 80-year-old life, 80, 90-year-old life, and then...
And struggle.
And, well, no, not struggle. You have food and whatever, but you're just average. Everything's just kind of average.
It's paycheck to paycheck till you're 80.
Yeah, that...
You're stubbing your toe all the time.
Yeah, you're just doing stuff. The life's okay. Your kids, your wife's down. Okay, everything's okay.
Now, once you throw in the stub toe, I'm out.
You struggle through that.
So that's a new survey. What do you say? Now that I'm over 40, I think I'd probably... I don't know. That scares me. But yeah, rich and famous, everything at your fingertips. And you're rich really young. You're young, you're a teenager, you're a rock star. Let's just do rock star. You're famous. You're never, famous. Everybody loves you, and you're talented, and 40, you're gone.
You were in Hanson.
I think old rock stars would say, I'd rather just be old and struggling musician than be dead at 40.
Okay, but some might say, do I have kids? Well, if there's no kids, it's your own miserable life. It doesn't matter when you go.
Yeah. But it's not miserable because you're rich and famous till you're 40.
Okay, but but if you got kids, you're like, I probably want to stick around and see them. That's going to have to be another few years.
There might be some people who are actually counting on you, so you'd like to hang around for
you know
that.
What?
It might be that.
You know, we'd have to ask a rich and famous guy. I mean, remember that question the next time we talked to Brett. The dude became rich in his early 20s. He's my age. Ask him if he'd have rather been rich and famous until you're 40 or just a guy who was playing in weekend bands until you're 80.
Okay, but this...
He wrote, every tulip has some dirt instead of every rose has its thorn.
That's the only person I know that rock star I could actually ask that kind of personal question.
Okay, but even then, you bring up an interesting scenario.
Because he's over 40.
Because he... has struggled.
Yes.
He has had health struggles.
Yes, he has. Mm-hmm. With his diabetes.
Yes, he can afford to have health struggles.
True, but he still has them.
But that's still your person that's having health struggles. He has to go to the hospital. Got a hole in the heart. Got the diabetes.
Oh, that part too, right?
Got everything.
It was one brain aneurysm. Yeah. Get over it.
I was struggled.
I'm just thinking somebody personally I would know that knows what it's like to be rich and famous. In your 20s and 30s.
Yeah, and
so the question for him would be,
you
eliminate those health struggles, but you're not as famous. Would he take that choice?
Oh, that's a great question, too. He probably won't call us now because that's a lot of questions.
Yeah, I wish I had that option.
Yeah, maybe I'll just text him that answer question. Yeah, rich and famous and
No, you got a lot of questions for me, so I'm not calling.
Greg didn't call today, so we can't ask that question.
Yeah, tired of stinking questions.
You wouldn't have to deal with the brain hemorrhage. You wouldn't have to deal with the diabetes, but you wouldn't have a go-kart in the backyard.
Or, 1,000 chicks in your bed.
Yeah.
That's what I think about.
Or access to a private plane.
Or 1,000 chicks in your bed.
Or banging every chick on Rock of Love.
Oof. Or just... playing in front of thousands of people. Everybody loves you. I mean,
adored.
Yeah, whatever.
Doing what you love for a living.
Whatever. We're just drifting from our original thing there, and that was my fault.
Right. Well, but I think we needed to.
That's why it's all hypothetical. I think that question needs ages. But then you're right. Young people are going to say, hey, I'll kick it 40, no big deal.
Right.
And a guy that's 39 says, nah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I got kids.
And a guy over 40 thinks, I've been dead for 10 years.
Right. Yeah.
My answer would depend on the day.
Totally depends on your perspective.
Right.
And your point of view that particular day.
How about a random Thursday?
Well, we'll see how work goes. That's usually what I'm like. What are we doing?
You might have to word it a little bit smaller, but you're good at that, Push. So just do a Twitter poll on that. Just do those two answers. That's it. Don't even do the third one. Don't do I don't know. I don't want that. You've got to pick.
Yeah, and it did break down to approximately a third each way.
Right. But I think the word – I'm having trouble with the word struggle more than anything.
Right.
Because if it's struggle, that means there could be health problems.
I just hate people.
And Todd's
who
right about health problems when you're struggling.
Yeah.
There's no reason – sore back kills you. Oh, man, this sucks.
Yes, it does.
Like that's why they just say comfortable instead of fame or riches.
Then it'd be easy.
Right, because people live with ailments all their life.
Right.
And would they be willing to sacrifice a little life if they got rid of that ailment?
See, Craig's not answering the phone on that one.
No.
He's not calling on that one.
Right. I also hate people who have no opinion when they take a survey.
I know, but we did have no opinion on that one. That's why I'm not giving them the option here.
But it took us a long time to come to no opinion.
I know, it did. It did.
Well, it's so open-ended.
Well, we had two guys, looking at 40 that think, I don't like that one. And then we have three of us that would be dead.
Easily.
And we don't like that one either on certain days.
Other people may choose that option for us, certainly for me.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. Well, I think with the comfort, too, there's something that you wouldn't struggle. Everybody struggles.
That's true, too. If they're adding the word struggle and comfort, I mean, that means you're not struggling, but you're comfortable.
Yeah, but to what extent?
But then you said young then.
They don't describe the extent to which you struggle.
I still think you need the age thing in there. I really do.
Well, they were pointing up the differences in age.
And that's
how they treat that.
Struggling is totally subjective, too.
Yes, it is. It's quite subjective.
The poll is up, is in the same vague-ass terms that Craig gave us.
You have to do that.
Question from a story Craig just brought up. Would you rather live a life that was shorter but comfortable, longer but you struggle?
Okay.
You have to define all of those terms.
Yeah.
Thank you, Craig.
And you're right. I think we're going to get that answer broken down in age groups. Our younger listeners are going to say short and comfortable, and our older people are going to say long and struggling.
All right.
In the morning.
It's 100% right now. Longer, but you struggle.
Okay.
After one vote.
Really? It's going to fire up there at TNT Radio Empire. We'll get a bunch on that. That's a 24-hour poll.
We got to put it at 24 hours. All right. So this time tomorrow, we can check back in with it.
All right.
There are some people who, I wouldn't say they like to struggle, but they're drama queens. They
true,
always need
yes,
some drama
but,
in their life.
But you also create your own drama.
Are you familiar with that, Craig?
But you're also,
I am familiar with that.
But you're creating your own drama
before.
When you're actually, there doesn't need to be. So
I know.
So you're really not struggling. You know what I mean?
So I hate the drama queens.
Because, oh, but they want to struggle, so therefore they think they're struggling, so therefore they are, and that's how they answer the question. Yeah. I'm struggling.
Now we all are.
Yeah, I think, now people,
we're all struggling.
I think people are adding their own caveats, because you mentioned the kid thing, too, and I'm getting a Twitter here. It says, longer but struggle to see my kids have a better life. I see that. But I think the caveat should be you don't have any kids.
But then your kids just watch you struggle your whole life.
Right.
Yes, they do.
That was a pain. Yes.
Just for years and years
yes,
and years.
Yes, they will. Yep. They're aware of that, too. I've made that perfectly clear to them.
I'm struggling for you.
I'm struggling now, and you're going to struggle because I'm struggling.
Try to keep it together over here.
Long and struggling. In the morning. That's a good show. All right. Short and comfortable, and it's kind of a lame show. You know? That'd be some struggling.
Yeah, it was good for a while.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.